The first reading is from the third letter of St. John. Beloved, you are faithful in all that you do for the brothers and sisters, especially for strangers. They have testified to your love before the church. Please help them in a way worthy of God to continue their journey, for they have set out for the sake of the name and are accepting nothing from the pagans. Therefore, we ought to support such persons so that we may be co-workers in the truth. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Blessed the man who fears the Lord. Blessed the man who fears the Lord. Blessed the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commands. His posterity shall be mighty upon the earth, and upright generations shall be blessed. Blessed the man who fears the Lord. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. His generosity shall endure forever. Light shines through the darkness for the upright. He is gracious and merciful and just. Blessed the man who fears the Lord. Well for the man who is gracious and lends, who conducts his affairs with justice. He shall never be moved. The just one shall be in everlasting remembrance. Blessed the man who fears the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity of them to pray always without becoming weary. He said there was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being, and a widow in that town used to come in and say, "Render a just decision for me against my adversary." For a long time the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, "While it's true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me." The Lord said, "Pay attention to what that dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today, we sit there and we hear about Jesus tells us how we are to pray always. And that's a hard reality. Sometimes people make that, okay, I have to say prayers always. And that's not the case. To pray always means that we be in union with God, that we listen to him, that we talk to him throughout our day, that we have to give him, of course, time of prayer. You must. That's, again, it's more important than breathing, so we can truly listen to God, so we can do what he wants. But for us to pray always means that we're always seeking to do his will. A great book for something like that is the Practice of the Presence of God by Brother Lawrence of the Resurrection, that no matter what he did, he just kept in his mind the practice that he was in God's presence. That's a prayer. So let's try to pray always without becoming weary. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.